Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Good morning, everybody. It is Tobin and Leroy here with you on a lovely Tuesday morning. Leroy is looking at me like he's got one of those things. See, you always say it's always on me on the fidgeting. You fidgeted. Something went bad. Something went on your end, and now we can't hear you. I don't know what it is, but we'll get you there. So, right now, Leroy's just trying to figure some things out. Hey, listen, lovely day. Lovely day on the old remote radio world of just trying to get ourselves all situated, you know, get ourselves all comforted in. But, you know, the big thing yesterday the Marlins were, unfortunately coming up short in their matchup against the Atlanta Braves. Tough sledding. It was. It looked like it was going to be a rosy ride early on. Fish jumped out to a 3-0 lead. Trevor Rogers on the hill. Young Buck.
I think you just got Putin, Tobin. But I'll finish that sentence for you. That yeah, a three nothing lead. I wasn't feeling that good about it, especially after giving up 29 runs the last time to the Atlanta Braves. And yeah, you guys got Putin, both of you, viciously to start off the Tuesday morning. Kind of like, you know, Starling Marte kind of got pooned. I mean, he had a laser rope, but right into the glove of Austin Riley at third base. But I've never felt more alive watching a Marlins game. I don't want to say it's 2003. I'm sure we've had some, you know, no-hitters that we were all stressed out about or whatnot. But as we try to get these guys back, hitting the old refresh, and now, I think Leroy is still Putin. Tobin is still Putin. Man, Putin already. 1-2 punch early in the show. Hey, yo, Tobin. Putin.
Hello.
Yeah, yeah. Man, wow. Putin is on a roll today.
I don't think Leroy's Putin. I think Leroy's got like a mic thing because his signal looks good. I've literally been looking at him in Skype for the last 10 minutes and he looks fantastic. I think he can hear me, but we can't hear him.
Yeah, then you got Putin for a little bit. Now you're back.
Yeah. So it's like I'm watching a Leroy Horde silent movie right now. I want to have the piano in the back. So anyway, it was just an absolute rocket from Starling Marte.
Oh man.
I mean, it was a bullet. Baseball, it was just like one of those, baseball's not fair. It was one of those just lasers and it deserved a hit. And it went right to the third baseman, inning over. And then the funny thing is, the next inning starts with Jesus Aguilar just hitting like the weakest seeing eye ground ball for a base hit. And you're just like, God, really? That gets through? And so they end up having Monte Harrison hit for a run for Aguilar once he gets on base. And big old Baltimore chop. Forgot who hit it. Do you remember?
It was Joyce.
Matt Joyce, They he had just a great day at the plate for himself. He hits this Baltimore chop, high chop, and Monte tries to get aggressive. He rounds second base as they're throwing out Matt Joyce. It was going to be a close play.
And, yeah, there was nobody covering third. Like the shortstop was like running to the third base.
Yeah, so Monte gets aggressive, put himself in position where if it's a sack fly with one out, you know, he can obviously score the tying run. But he's gunned down from, like, you know, I would say it was probably like a, you know, foot and a half away. Great throw by Freddie Freeman. And that was kind of all she wrote. Brian Anderson hit a strong fly ball to right field. Acuna caught it. And that's all she wrote for yesterday.
And that would have tied the game had Monte Harrison was able to get to third base. That would have tied the game.
It would have. It would have tied the game. But unfortunately, it did not. And so the Marlins lose the first game of the trip. And I believe the Phillies lost.
The Phillies did lose. The Giants lost. The Cardinals lost.
Not too bad a day. But obviously in our plans of spoiling the Braves division party, not the way you want to start. Not a death blow.
There we go.
Not a death blow. But still not what you want to start a road trip. Hey, Leroy.
Hey, I don't know what happened.
You might want to crank it up.
You mess with your stuff.
You might want to crank it up a little bit. I'm happy to have you back. I'm not going to get too greedy, but yeah, you are coming in a little low.
Am I?
Yeah. Unless you're playing pre-vet defense on your mic, like you're stretching your hamstring again.
Yeah. No. I'm not. Is that better?
Yeah, all right. We'll make it work.
It's getting there. Crank it a little bit more.
Live. Hey,
live radio. Not in the studio.
How's that? Say when.
More.
Nothing.
More.
No more.
What do you guys got? Like 100 days at minimum before you're allowed to come back to the studio?
Nah, who knows? Who knows?
No. Say when.
Oh, getting there.
You're getting there, but now the howling background noise is coming in, though. That's the trade off.
There we go.
I kind of like it. It's like a snake's in the background. I got good.
Yeah, I don't know.
I think it's good. It's good now.
Right. It's good. Sounding good. Let's get some headlines, Robbie.
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com sports station.
Which is brought to you by the Orion Fields Downstairs Convenience Stores, truly steps beyond convenient. I mean, I don't know about you guys, but I was like on the edge of my seat, standing watching the TV. Like, I was so nervous, alive. And like, when was the last time we had this kind of feelings for a Marlins game?
Probably like Stanton's home run chase. Like, I think that's probably the last time I felt that alive watching Marlins baseball. But I'm with you, man. I was into every pitch. And it was deflating too, because you think, oh, this is going to be, you know, this is going to be a nice little start, three runs off the bat, and, you know, get yourself a nice little easy day. Great start to the series. And, you know, you kind of throw up all over yourself early on. You know, but they've had a propensity to come back. So it's not like you were dead, but, you know, the way they ended up losing is just heartbreaking with Marte lining out the way that he did.
I mean, look, you hit the ball hard and you hit it to somebody. I mean, that sucks. But
hardest hit ball of the game.
And his hardest hit ball of the season.
Yeah. Isn't that something?
I'd rather that than the old whiff, which is what baseball is now.
Like, when was the last whiff? When was the last time we were like having a group chat discussing what Don Mattingly should do? Like, they're bringing in the lefty to face Dickerson. Oh, you got to pinch hit Britton, and sure enough, you pinch hit Sweet Lou, and then I was on the edge of my seat for every pitch. Like, oh no, Lou.
Sweet Lou was swinging for the moon, man. I mean, he ended up drawing the walk, but he was looking to get it. He was looking to get all three runs.
The old five run home run.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep. He was looking to get it all back. It was he was swinging with intention. But man, what a season he's had though. He's really turned. I mean, this run that he's been on has been fantastic. So I am happy for him.
I mean, it's amazing. Like, I think as fans or as people that watch sports in general, you know, when a rookie or a first year player would come up to the big leagues or come to the NBA or come to, you know, football or get drafted in football, we used to say, oh, you know, we chalk it up to, oh, he's a young guy. It's going to take him some time to get acclimated. We're not like that anymore. And now it's like, hey, man, you got to win a championship now. They drafted you first. You're supposed to make a difference. And in football, it you know, I guess in football it's probably the quickest, right, where a team can rely on you as a young player. In basketball, the greatest of the great don't usually win until their fifth or sixth year.
Yep.
Right? And in baseball, no matter how highly acclaimed you are, you could spend 2 or 3 years in the minors, and it doesn't mean you're a bad player. But we don't ever, you know, that's not acceptable now. So Lewis Brinson comes up, and, you know, he's got to work through some things, as normally young players at the plate have to do. And guess what? The whispers. Oh, man, this guy's a bum. Oh, goodness. Right? We don't give him a chance to develop.
What else you got, Robert?
Well,
I was going to say, as
for tonight, though, the Marlins have Jose Ureña on the mound, and the Braves are throwing a bullpen game today. I'm very, very nervous about tonight.
Good.
Ureña could go either way. He could either be lights out, or he can be, you know.
Well, you know how he's going to go, too.
Lights out or lights up.
Yeah.
He's gonna plunk Acuna right on the keister, and then, you know, all hell's going to break loose.
Well, the problem when you do a bullpen game is that, you know, they got more pitchers to throw at you.
Yeah, it was supposed to be Cole Hamels to start today for the Braves, but he's out for the year, and so they had to default to
Cole Hamels is still pitching.
Yeah,
I was just thinking the same thing.
Yeah, he's on the Braves. He has like an 80 ERA.
He was in the Phillies like 10 years ago.
World Series MVP Cole Hamels is still in the league.
Yes, he's still in the league. He might have had some time off and then came back, but he was as of 2 days ago, he was on the Braves roster.
Hey, wow. How about this? Speaking of that, I didn't realize Justin Verlander was that old.
37?
Yeah, but he's going to have Tommy John and miss, like, his next opportunity to pitch is going to be 39. What do you think about that? Like, does he just call it a day?
I think he's got a big fat contract. That's why he ain't going. He ain't ready to call it quits yet.
That next year is free.
If I had to guess.
Well, the big fat contract doesn't matter. You get paid anyway. It's guaranteed.
I think Miss Upton is telling him to go out there and pitch.
I think he's tired of being around Kate Upton.
yeah, you can't be at the house. You can't be at the house all day. Go get your millions.
There's worse things. Not many.
Yeah, I mean, actually, he doesn't really have that much of a contract left. Actually, when his injury year is the last year of his deal.
Right. So no, he's gonna be free after next year.
Also last night, Monday Night Football, the first ever game in Las Vegas. It was a nice stadium.
Wow, man, that stadium looks awesome. I know. They want to call it the Death Star.
The Death Star. The Raiders that's
where they're looking to have Tyson Fury versus Deontay Wilder coming up in December. They're going to socially distance everybody.
Man, they said that they were going to start using audibles from Star Wars, but he never did it.
That's
he
funny.
He was going to do it.
Yeah, and my favorite was the sick yellow blazers that all these guys were rocking in honor of, I think it was the 50th anniversary of Monday Night Football.
I like that too. I thought that was a cool look. I think that was a cool look. You didn't like it?
I loved it.
Too close to Hall of Fame jackets.
Yeah, that is kind
fair.
Of
fair. That's
wait
fair.
A minute.
That's
when
fair.
Did,
like, and let's make no mistake. Lou is my guy, right? We were together in Cleveland. Cool dude. Not a Hall of Famer.
What about young Grease Man?
Yeah, he borrowed Pops' jacket.
No. Not even if he threw an oh no in there. No.
Oh no.
Yeah. Still nothing.
I'm telling you, if Grease is looking for some segments during Monday Night Football, they should do oh no, oh yeah, or all right, oh yeah.
Oh no. All right.
Have you ever heard of a son that sounds so much like his dad when they do games?
I don't, you know, you keep saying that. I don't notice it now. Maybe it's only because I only really notice like old as hell Bob Greasy.
Right. No.
Like, I know Bob Greasy's been doing it for a long time, so I don't mean to be disrespectful, but it was such a memorable ending. It's the only thing that sticks in my head.
Right.
You got the Alberts. They sound pretty close. Marvin and Kenny.
Yeah.
Joe doesn't really sound like his dad. His dad had like a much more old school baseball voice.
Yeah, his dad would have the classic.
Can't believe what I just saw. That greasy stuff.
You know what I mean? And Joe Buck seems like sometimes it seems like he's trying way too hard.
Oh, just wait for Thursday. Mopey Joe Buck calling the Dolphin game.
Because he got a crap game?
It's going to be just like Romo. He's going to pack it in.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Minshew back to pass. Oh, first down.
Speaking of packed in is Drew Brees, though, yesterday, man. Like, not having Michael Thomas. Yeah, not having Michael Thomas. You know, I know like the numbers end up looking decent because they had that late rally, but I don't know, man. Like we've talked about this a little bit last year. It just feels like such a changing of the guard at quarterback this season.
Yeah, like his yards per attempt were like was supposed to be really, really bad.
It does. And what happens is that they'll look good and they'll look like themselves in, you know, like some passes. But then you have those passes that have separated them and put them in the upper echelon of quarterbacks, and you see them trying to make those throws again, and they look really bad, so they don't even try. And I think that's where Drew Brees is, and to some, and also Tom Brady, because there ain't no way in hell Tom Brady should have tried to throw an out route. Like, let that go, man. Let it go. You could say bad throw, but we've known Tom Brady to have strong enough arm to get that in before. Yeah. So, it happened. I mean, Peyton Manning, his last year, like, wow, the only thing he could do right was not throw a pick.
Yep. Wild,
did you guys catch any of the mega cast? I mean, I watched it for like 2 seconds. But
what mega cast?
Like, you know, first it wasn't just the game on ESPN. They also had the game on ABC in honor of the 50-year anniversary. But they also had another telecast on ESPN2 hosted by Reese Davis and Kirk Herbstreit. And they kind of had like Charles Barkley, they had Peyton Manning. They had the game on the side, and it was just basically a talk show while the game was going on. Like, I never watched those things. But
I watched – the only time I ever remember watching it, I watched Mark Richt.
ACC.
And,
yeah, you got to
watch ACC. I watched that one time. But I don't know. I typically just try and keep it to the game. I mean, I wouldn't mind – you know where I wouldn't mind it, to be honest with you, these NBA playoffs, because I am not a fan of listening to Gundy and Mark Jackson. So if they could give me any alternate listening, like if they could give me like a Zoom broadcast with like Chris Bosh and Dwayne Wade, I would love that, because Mark Jackson and Jeff Van Gundy are so washed.
A texter took offense to us talking about Drew Brees and Tom Brady. You are not allowed to talk about any other team's quarterback while Fitzpatrick is still the starting quarterback for your team.
I am if I don't want him to be.
Hey, by the way, give him a point. He has a valid point there.
Why? Is that a valid point?
Why? It is. Wait.
Hold on. First of all.
We're not talking smack and saying Fitzpatrick's better than Brees.
I can defend us.
Well, maybe he is.
Here.
He had a bit more fantasy points last year.
At no point in time was Fitzpatrick great in the Hall of Famer and
right,
breaking records. So when exactly, we're talking about these guys, we're talking about the fall from greatness to okay. And that drop happened all of a sudden. Well, it really didn't, because we could see it coming, and Bill Belichick saw it coming with Tom Brady for 3 years now.
Yep.
So it's just, you know, when you see a person that's had that much success, when you say Drew Brees and you say Peyton Manning, I mean, you're talking about 1 and 2 in the history of football.
But into that texter's football. But into the texter's point, like, yeah, that's kind of I would throw Fitzpatrick in. We just happen to be talking about two legends.
Right.
I wouldn't really put Fitzpatrick in that category.
The only reason why I started is because Drew Brees played last night and we saw it.
And also, you could put Ryan Fitzpatrick in that category too, because I want the young quarterback playing.
But you can't, because that's insulting to Drew Brees and Tom Brady. The reason why we're making such a big deal about it is because they are so great.
All right. When we come back, it's 15 minutes of heat. Duncan Robinson yesterday was on the JJ Redick podcast, Leroy, and has been going through some stuff in his head, some things he's been thinking about to try and give himself an edge as his career goes on. I found it fascinating. And so he went to kind of his shooting sensei in JJ Redick and is looking for some advice. We'll bring you that next.
15 minutes.
Bam, bam. 15 minutes of heat here for you on 790 The Ticket. It is Tobin and Leroy as we take you up until 10 o'clock this morning. Paul Severino is going to join the program. We'll talk a little fish with him. Obviously, a heartbreaking loss for the Marlins. So Paul's going to join us in the 9 o'clock hour today's program. Want to remind you guys, if you guys want a great way to make some cash, you guys can join the Rocket Mortgage Radio.com Pro Football Pick'em. You go to radio.com/picks. You then will pick the week's game up against the radio.com hosts. And, you know, the person who does the best every single week, they can walk away with a grand. And then the person who does the best over the season can walk away with $10,000. It's the Rocket Mortgage Radio.com Pro Football Pick'em. Check it on out, radio.com/picks to sign on up. So the Heat yesterday, they had themselves a little practice, Leroy, getting tuned on up for the Boston Celtics. A lot of talk of adjustments, a lot of time to wait and think over this this loss. And I feel like everybody's getting crazy about it. I'm like, you know, relax. You know, I was doing a couple IG lives yesterday. Everybody's like, "Are you shook, Tobin?" I'm like, "No, I'm not sure. What is wrong with you people? You never lost a playoff game in your life?"
It's good to be in a rhythm. So keep in mind for what the last month and a half, they've been playing every other day.
Yep.
Until the playoffs. So you probably got into a little routine. So you don't really want to break that routine, but, sometimes like maybe they needed a break of a couple of days to get their mentals right. They looked a little, I won't say sometimes you look sluggish or just like you have no energy and it comes across the wrong way. So I never question, you know, when guys that play for the Heat, I never question their effort. But it looked like they were a little sluggish. So maybe a couple of days off will re-energize them, get them back on task, and they'll be able to come out and play the way they've played for most of the playoffs.
Yeah, I think so too. I think it'll help. They could pick some things up. Obviously, this is probably a series where there's going to be a lot of adjustments because I think that these are two teams that have a lot of options. You know, now that Boston does have Gordon Hayward back, I don't, you know, think he made this huge impact that everybody, you know, makes it out to be. But, you know, it does definitely add another option, especially for a team that's not very deep. You know, that's the one thing with Boston. You know, they're not this this huge deep team that relies on it. But, you know, the Heat aren't exactly getting to this point where they're getting very deep either. I mean, Spo's probably trusting legitimately, like maybe, you know, six people when it's coming down to it now. It's like it's getting to that type of point. Like it's Duncan Robbins. It's Tyler Herro off the bench. And then kind of everybody else. I mean, Andre Iguodala is a little bit banged up. And they did ask him yesterday at practice. It was asked about Andre was asked about the last game because he also didn't play in the second half. And apparently the back flared up on him again. Like he's trying to give it a go, but it's just not quite all the way back there. So that's one of the reasons why we haven't seen Andre. And I definitely think that you could use those minutes, especially when they're trying to give them to Kelly and Kendrick. And Kendrick and Kelly are struggling a little bit.
Well, and you'd like to give it to somebody who can play some defense.
Right.
Not, I mean, the two guys who are farther from the defensive end as possible. And with the athletic ability that Boston has, you want somebody with a little more athleticism.
Well, then there was this. So yesterday I was, I love this, this JJ Redick podcast. I think he does a good podcast and especially I like it. They get a lot of Heat guests, but they have a regular guest their bubble correspondent is Duncan Robinson. The podcast is called, by the way, Old Man and the Three. You guys can get it on radio.com. So it is on our platform if you guys want to check it on out. But Duncan checks in with them basically every week and does a little a bubble update. And Duncan likes it because he gets to like almost riff with JJ Redick, who he seems like who he sees as somewhat of a shooting mentor. And, you know, Dunks seems like a guy who's going through some stuff. Like he's trying to find himself. Obviously, he knows that people are targeting him in the series. You know, he's got Marcus Smart trying to get into his head. A lot of stuff going on for Duncan Robinson. And so yesterday, I found it adorable, hilarious, and all these different emotions yesterday when he dead ass was asking JJ Redick, hey, do you think I should get tattoos so I can get more respect?
A question I wanted to ask you, because that has to do with respect and gaining respect. Did you feel like when you got tattoos that you garnered a different level of respect, whether it be from peers, players, officials? This is a serious question. I'm actually being
Let's get into it.
So the question was, do I think I got a level of respect once I had tattoos?
Yeah, in a nutshell, yes. But like, did it, whether it be like targeted less or more respect from a whistle standpoint? I know it's hard because obviously you got more tattoos as your career went on. So as your career goes on, you probably got more respect as well. But do you feel like there was a difference there? This is a serious question that I'm actually curious of, because
are you getting tatted?
Are you getting a sleeve this summer?
Depending on the answer, maybe. I don't know.
Yo, if you had a sleeve, you would it just take you to another level. The respect, yeah, you wouldn't get targeted as much. No way. No way. The answer to your question is, of course not. But I'm saying in terms of a whistle or getting targeted on defense, no,
or just in general, it doesn't need to be the specifics of that. It sounds like in general, there's an argument to be made that it was yes.
I think that Duncan Robinson is like, I think he's going to come back next year looking like Birdman Leroy.
He's kidding.
I don't think so, man.
First of all, let me explain something to you. There's a couple of things that Duncan Robinson can't do, right? One, you think if he came in with a teardrop that that Marcus Smart is still not going to try to push him around? Right?
What if he had the neck tat?
Look at Duncan Robinson.
Yep.
He's not a tattoo guy.
What do you mean he's not a tattoo guy? He can't become a tattoo guy? JJ Redick wasn't a tattoo guy.
So is he gonna start coming in like yeah, Dunks may have the best drip, but I got the second best.
Well, that
start talking about drip.
Well, this
and
is
then
what
you're gonna start talking about hip hop and we get too many of our brothers and sisters getting shot up.
Well, this is like, this is the funny thing. So he goes
can't be any whiter.
No. But this is the rest of the clip. So he then is like saying, yeah, I kind of looked at Tyler Herro because Tyler Herro got ink over the break. And, you know, and he's like, huh. And I don't think Tyler, like, I'm with you. Like, Duncan Robinson, he's like silent assassin, you know, just quiet, you know, unassuming. But he'll go take your heart out with his threes. You know, Scotty Drippin, he goes out there and he peacocks all over you while he's kicking your ass. That's just how the two roll.
It's just the personalities, man.
And I think that Duncan thinks, well, you know, maybe I get some ink. I peacock a little. You know, I show my feathers. I show my feathers.
Here's what you need to understand.
I don't think he's kidding, Leroy.
It's like the dude that was straight-laced in football and then one off-season he go and get cornrows. Like, you gonna see right through that. That don't make you tougher.
I don't know.
I mean, wait, let me ask you a question. You think Larry Bird would have ever thought if I get tats, they're gonna take me more serious?
I don't know. Different time, different day and age. They probably would have, they maybe not even would have given Larry Bird a look. Probably would have thought he was a hooligan.
Hey, I'm just telling you, no. Be you. Be you. And Dunks. I mean, I picture Dunks getting like a little M on his calf.
You know what I mean? Wolverine's logo?
Yeah, like a little M on his calf or something like that. He can't go and get a sleeve.
Here is more of Duncan Robinson.
Hey, tell him try it out. Wear the fake sleeve.
Here's more of Duncan Robinson explaining why he's thinking of getting ink.
I think what you're asking here, I think Duncan, I'm not wanna put words in your mouth, but I think you're strongly considering doing this. And I think you're asking me, do I regret it? And the answer is no, I don't.
It actually wasn't a regret. It was more so, I don't know, strongly considering, but I have been considering getting some tattoo for a while. You know, for example, we went out for quarantine, like Tyler came back and he had some tattoos. And I don't know, I just think it's something that you see with particularly white players coming to the NBA and, or all players, it doesn't have to be just white players, but yeah, just over time throughout their career.
My thing is you should just go big. If you're going to get a tattoo, don't get like a little micro tattoo on your wrist. Wait. I think you come out full sleeve.
Hold up. So let's get this straight.
Yeah.
Duncan Robinson is taking tattoo advice from J.J. Redick.
That's right.
You know what this has the makings of?
Mm-hmm.
Remember when Congress wore the dashikis?
Well, listen.
That's what this is starting to sound like.
I didn't even remember J.J. Redick had tattoos. I was like, J.J. Redick has tattoos? But apparently, yeah, he's got like a full sleeve now.
This sounds like Get Hard 2, right? So all he need is Kevin Hart to take him to the tattoo parlor, and we got Get Hard 2.
Duncan's got to get ready for San Quentin.
Yeah. Like, come on, man. It wouldn't look here. Knowing Duncan Robinson and interviewing him and having conversations with him, right? If he would have come next year and we interviewed him and he had a sleeve.
I would love it.
You would be staring at it like.
I would love it. I would love it.
Really?
I think you should go neck tat, though. That's what I think the move is.
Neck, no, his neck is way too long.
Neck tat. That's the way you go.
No. Yep. No, you get. Look, here's what you do. You want me to tell you what you do? You get a tattoo that's covered. Get a feel for it.
Right.
Right? But you can't just go full Birdman. Before you, yeah, because
have you ever seen the gif of Birdman like morphing like him from rookie Birdman to Heat Birdman?
Right. I mean, because his idol had to be Dennis Rodman, right?
Didn't Birdman? Robbie, do you remember what the tattoo was that Birdman had the year after they won the championship? He got like the final piece done. It was on the back of his head, and I think it said something like "Give me war." I was just like, what?
But that's not no, he's a 3-point shooter.
I know.
Right? Birdman, the role that he played in basketball warranted tats.
But right? he comes back. First of all,
Birdman would have came out on the floor and say, "Yeah, I just got out."
Okay, but are we sure that we're best guess, by the end of his NBA career, Tyler Hero's going to have a neck tat?
No.
No?
No chance.
No chance.
No. No. No, man. Like, neck tat. You understand what you're saying with a neck tat. Let me ask you a question. You go to buy a house.
Yep.
And your realtor or your mortgage broker, right, comes to you, over to your house. To explain the process. And he's got mama tattooed across his neck. Right? But now, here's where it's all changed. Here's how it all changed. And I felt that way too. That's why the tattoos I have, you can't see them. We used to always think, now this is still true in football, right? But we used to think that they would never have an analyst or a studio person that's tatted up like that.
Right.
But that's not the case.
Nope. It's different times.
Now, they aren't on TV analyzing games, but ESPN, who they periodically had Matt Barnes.
Yep.
They have a few guys who are very good that have a boatload of tattoos.
I love
so
this.
So I don't know, you know, for example, you think Jalen Rose is where he is if he had neck tats and a sleeve?
I don't know.
That's just the perception of it, right? And maybe it's changed.
So you think that Tyler Hero is going to ruin his TV analyst career?
No. I'm not saying that he's going to ruin it, but I am saying that there's certain. Say if you were going in to get surgery, right?
Yep.
And you go in there and the doctor has a neck tat.
Whoa.
See what I'm saying? Like, I don't know what you're going to do after football or basketball or baseball.
Is that Geico commercial? I just got out. We'll be all right. Right? You nervous? Yeah, me too.
We'll take a quick break. We're back.
Have you ever seen the show Love After Lockup?
Welcome back, everybody. It is Tobin and Leroy here with you on 790 The Ticket. We're taking you up until 10 o'clock today. Good luck to everybody out in Palm Beach County today. Another day of school. I tell you what, man, my daughter was super happy being at school yesterday, Leroy. She was happy being back with the virtual learning that kicked the sharpest of rocks for her.
Yeah, man.
I know it's different for other kids. Like, I don't want to make it seem like for anything, but for my daughter, she's just like, she was so happy to be back in school, see her friends a little bit. And, you know, for all the teachers, I don't even know you guys how you guys are doing what you're doing. This is unbelievable.
I never thought I'd see the day where, like, I'd want to go back to school if I was, like, you know, where I'd be so happy to have to go back to school.
Well, I think it's more of a way to get out of the house.
Yep.
And school is that option.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. It's moments like these where, like, we're kind of moving full steam ahead, regardless of what the circumstances are, where I wish if we had all and been better at it. I'm not just talking about the rules, the whatever, just as people.
Yeah.
As a country. As if we had all been better at it earlier, we would probably be farther along than we are now. Because now, even though everybody's returning, you still always have that, we're not really over the hill, but let's see.
So another thing happened yesterday, Leroy, that angered me greatly. Okay, so I'm watching. I'm scrolling on Twitter, and I see Shannon Sharp. All right.
Mm-hmm.
And he's holding up he's a big Lakers guy. He's a huge LeBron guy. Like that's the whole dynamic between him and Skip. Skip's obviously anti-LeBron. Shannon Sharp's the most pro-LeBron guy you can ever find. He wears the goat mask.
Right.
Funny bit. I think Shannon Sharp's really good on television. I think he's been fantastic on that show. However, for the first time in Shannon Sharp's career, congratulations, you're on my list.
Because, what?
Yup. Because yesterday, after the AD game winner.
Can I guess what he said?
Yes.
Can I guess what he said?
Yes.
Because he's got a little Tobin in him, right? And after that game, he said, it don't matter who comes out of the East, the Lakers are about to win their next championship.
Nope.
In so many words.
Nope. Nope. Right. That wouldn't have bothered me. I know that's his thing. This guy, he gets up there. He's got an Anthony Davis jersey, which he claims is Anthony Davis' actual jersey. He's claiming it's authentic out of the bubble, all right? This guy, he gets up there, and he has given the unibrow, Anthony Davis, a new nickname, and I'm pissed.
Oh, boy.
Little baby goat. Let a baby goat. Straight out of the bubble. This will be official. Straight out of the bubble. Baby goat. Mm. Yeah.
Who sent it to you?
No, just sit there. You can see Skip.
Rich Paul, Maverick Carter.
No.
Somebody did.
AD did.
Randy Mims.
AD.
Mm.
That my dog.
Now, he's not holding a Tyler Hero jersey. He's holding an Anthony Davis jersey. And he's calling him Baby Goat. Like, that's his nickname. That's not his nickname. He's not Baby Goat. First of all, he's not young enough to be baby anything, okay? He's been in the league for like 8 years. Second of all, that nickname's taken, Shannon, okay? You can't just roll out of here just taking nicknames willy-nilly.
Dude, like, you call it copyright infringement?
Oh,
yes!
I think Goran Dragic is upset. He's calling it. He's on hold.
What does Gogi have to say? It's so, like... And it's not even like I could be, it's not like one of these things where like I'm at home and I'm just like upset because Tyler Hero's not playing. He's playing in the playoffs right now. You never heard Baby Goat? What the hell's wrong with you, Shannon? You're going to sit here taking Baby Goat for Anthony Davis like he doesn't already have it good enough. He's already got a thing that's his thing. His thing is the unibrow. Everybody knows that. Baby Goat, get the hell out of here. How old is Anthony Davis now? 28?
Baby.
Oh, I was so mad at them. I was so mad. Because here's the thing. These damn Lakers fans, they try and take everything for themselves. We're the Lakers. We do whatever we want. We're the Lakers. Give us this. Give us that. Lakers, Lakers, Lakers. And now you got this prominent national voice who's trying to take Baby Goat as one of his own thing. No. Baby Goat has been Tyler Hero / Kendrick Nunn's thing. But we know that Tyler Hero's kind of taking it all over. He's trying to take it over. It's been Tyler Hero's thing since like November. Bah! They've been doing that since James Johnson gave him the nickname. What are we doing here?
27 years old. This is Mr. Davis.
Yeah, he might as well be 40, baby. What? I was so mad when I saw that yesterday, Leroy, that this guy, nobody in a production meeting, did anybody say, Todd, the intern, he didn't walk in and say, but Mr. Sharp, that's Tyler Hero's nickname. Nobody had the gusto to say it. Where's Joy? Where's Joy Taylor to go tell her coworker what's up? I need a message to get to Shannon Sharp right now, and that's to knock that off. That is not his nickname. You don't get to go just take nicknames willy-nilly. There's only one Baby Goat. Bah! That's Tyler Hero.
Bah!
And the only other person who could rock that nickname is Kendrick Nunn, because they're the Baby Oak gang. Bah!
Bah! You know, but
typically in a gang, you would want to play more than 3 minutes in a playoff game.
You know what sucks? As much as I want to, you know, get on you for going over the top, I can't. Yeah, you got a point.
Right?
Yeah, you can't just be, just because you have a national show, be out there willy-nilly stealing nicknames.
The guy's been in the league for like 8 years. Can't be a baby.
Compared to LeBron.
I mean, yeah, LeBron's like, what, it'd be like, who's the only person who's older than LeBron in the league is like who?
Yeah, Davis is more like teenage goat.
Adolescent goat?
Just hit puberty goat.
I'm gonna need Shannon Sharp to get the hell off our corner here. All right, we got this. All right, this is our farm.
Yeah, but what if he doesn't know?
Ridiculous! Everybody was hitting him up on Twitter yesterday. Everybody knew.
Since Shannon Sharp.
Oh yeah, I called him out immediately when I saw it. All right, he knows. He knows.
So you think today he's gonna come out and say, I stole a nickname?
He better. I want an apology from Shannon Sharp. Right. Hold on. I don't want an apology from Shannon Sharp. I demand an apology from Shannon Sharp.
Sincere. It's not sincere if you ask for it and get it.
I don't. Who cares if I care? Who cares if it's sincere? I just want it.
Well, history has proven that's not an accurate statement. Because when people come out and apologize, we critique the apology.
I'm going to need the Miami Heat.
That's a start.
But you see what I'm saying? Because If he were to come out and say, I'm sorry for taking Tyler Hero's nickname, and he is the true baby goat, you'll say, apology not accepted. It wasn't sincere.
Untrue.
That's what you do.
Untrue. Untrue. If he apologizes today, then that's that.
If he goes full waterworks like Bob Myers.
If he doesn't, are you going to keep blowing him up?
Oh, yeah. Oh, it will not stop. It will not stop. In fact, it'll get cranked up. Trust me. Trust me when I tell you. I'll use all my power, all my resources. And I like Shannon Sharpe. I'm sorry I have to do this. Okay. I wish this was easier and it could be Skip Bayless, but it's not. All right. It's a guy. I think Shannon Sharpe's funny. I think he's entertaining on television. But I'm sorry. I have to do what I have to do.
I'm sorry.
Skip, is Skip Bayless like your favorite? Wouldn't it be harder to do it to Skip Bayless?
It's wishy washy. You know, like I had a dark time. I like Skip Bayless.
I'm a bit.
He gave you a happy birthday message.
I mean, I'm a little bit taken here because you have never gone after Skip with some of the ridiculous things he has said.
Yeah.
And Shannon Sharpe says something maybe unknowingly wasn't meant to insult anybody.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And you are relentless.
Yeah. Because Skip Bayless has never
been there with Skip.
Skip's never stolen from me. I could just, but all right.
What?
I just go, I'm like, dumb take by Skip Bayless, and I move on.
All right.
Our Tua. Unless, you know, I don't know, he wants to start calling Jared Goff Tua. Tua Goff. Maybe he'll just do that. Shannon? Our Tua's up next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.